Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Emily.
It's so good to see you today, Emily.
Same to you, Mary Phyllis. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well in spite of the pollen.
Yeah, there's a lot of pollen in the spring right now.
Yeah.
But that's also nice because we know spring is coming and
Yes. It's
beautiful out there.
Yes.
You know, we were going to talk about faith today.
Uh-huh.
Faith. That's very interesting. And I've been thinking a little about faith because when you look at it at first, it's kind of simple. Either you have faith or you don't, mm-hmm. right? But when you go in and start pondering about it, it gets a little more complicated. And, you know, sometimes faith is combined with doubt because usually faith is not obvious until you doubt something.
Uh-huh.
Because if you know that something's going to turn out okay, you don't have to think about faith.
Right.
Faith is, you know, connected to doubt. And also, faith is something that we sort of have to encourage ourselves with. But still, doubting something just makes our beliefs stronger. That's my view of it anyway, that if I have a belief and sometimes doubt it, it's a good thing. It makes me feel uncomfortable for a little while because I have to sort of struggle with it. Is it really like this? Is this really what I feel about this? Do I have this opinion and so on? Do I really believe in God, for example? So sometimes it's good to have a doubt about something because usually get rid of things that don't need to be there.
It sounds like a scientific type of doubt.
Well, yeah, in a way it is an intellectual thing when doubting. But sometimes, you know, you can feel, for example, in relation to God, you can feel like God is not there for you at some point.
And I've known some people who are habitual on doubt, no matter
right.
what.
Right. And then, of course, it could be a really negative pattern,
yes.
of course.
Yes.
So I don't mean that type of doubt. But sometimes it's good to doubt. And then also your belief or your opinion about something gets stronger because when you come out of the doubt and you reinforce your belief, it gets even stronger because it's passed through that needle's eye.
It's kind of like having some doubt on it and that thinking through it and then, let's just try it. I think I'll just try it. Faith. Oh, it does work.
Exactly.
So it's like that.
And also, that's one thing with faith that I've been thinking about, that it's connected to doubt in many ways.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you don't think about faith very much unless, you know, you have to consider that you have to have faith in something. But also, you know, sometimes when we doubt our own ability, we can still have very strong faith that something's going to work out well. You know, if we're bound to do something new, walk out on a limb and do something we've never done before, but we really strongly feel that this is something we want to do, and we might think, you know, this might not turn out very well. Or we go in, for example, in a conflict with someone. That could also feel a little unsure about how it's going to end up well. And still, you know, we can have faith that, well, I'll do my best and it will probably work out well, you know, anyway. And that's faith.
And it's also faith. I think I walk into just about every session with any client, not knowing where I'm going with it.
Right.
And I just trust spirit and my spirit guides.
Right.
To give me the truth.
Yeah.
And it always works out.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, the load is off my shoulders.
Yes.
Spirit is taking it over. God is taking it over. However
exactly.
we describe it.
And then, of course, which is a good thing also because then it's not you trying to solve things or
that's right
do things for your clients. It's actually you're just being the vehicle for spirit to act.
And that's the difference between faith and confidence.
Truth.
Confidence is in what I can do. It's based on the past ability. And my ability.
Yeah. Which and is important. Which is yes. important. It's yes. important to have confidence in your own ability.
Yes, because if I were to go in there and expect spirit to work, and I've never worked with spirit before.
Exactly.
I
mean, that would be, right. Yeah. So it needs to be in collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But that brings us into your thought a little about faith. You mentioned before we started recording about faith as being not connected so much to the past,
to the future. Yes. It's a feeling like, well, my past doesn't really say that in every situation that faith is going to work, but this time I just have to go with it.
Right.
And it almost feels like I'm about to step off a cliff and walk on air.
Right.
And when you think about it, trapeze artists are kind of doing that. If they're letting go with one trapeze, and then they flying through the air, and they just have the faith that the next trapeze is going to be there when they need it.
Yeah.
Or if they're walking on a tightrope across a 100-foot cliff.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture. It gives me the shivers, really.
Yes.
It is to have faith both in the equipment and in your partners working there.
And knowing how to work with the air waves that may suddenly fluctuate.
Which is your own ability.
Yes.
The tightrope walker needs to practice a lot before getting that balance.
Yes.
It's an image of life, how we are constantly walking on tightrope in a way.
Yeah.
We're holding on, if you can have this little balancing bar to hold on to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're sometimes holding on too hard. Right?
We're trusting too much in our own physical ability rather than what's going on.
Right, and the faith in that is that, because this is also a faith in myself and my ability that I've done this many times, it will go well this time also, and I will manage, you know, I have fallen before, but I won't do it this time.
Yes.
That's the type of faith in your own ability and the faith in the situation at hand.
Yes. Yeah. And I think sometimes we have to go with that. I remember, several decades ago, a friend said that she was planning on dropping her steady job.
Okay.
And going on her own.
Right.
And she's really nervous about it.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, have you ever been without the resources? Have you ever been without the money to take care of yourself? And she says, never. I said, why do you think it's going to change?
Yeah.
And
it's a good question.
She winked it. She did fine.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And it took her to have some faith to continue on with that.
But yes.
It worked.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I said it at the time. I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good question you gave her, you know, why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why? And there is the doubt again. She was doubting, and thinking, oh, what if this happens and this happens? And doubt in that sense can be good because then she can plan accordingly, she can do some things that she can do by herself. But then ultimately she needs to rely on her faith that this is something she's supposed to do for herself.
And people loved the product she was already giving just on the side from her regular job. And so, go for it.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. And when we talked a little beforehand about faith, you said now that faith is mainly occupied with the future, right?
Yes.
And then with the unknown.
Yes. No guarantee.
Exactly. And coping with that.
Yes.
Really being able to be active and do something that I decided I will try, even if we don't have any guarantees.
Right.
And it's the unknown, the future. And that also connects a little, I think, to spirit world. And our ability to be spiritual. Because I have this feeling that faith is somehow a little cup or a vessel which is encouraged and filled by spirit world to sort of help us trust even we don't feel on the top, you know. We don't feel on the top every day. And still, we have to go out there and do our thing.
Yeah.
And then faith is that sort of cup that we drink before going out. And we think sort of, well, I'll do my best, you know, and I can't do anything more. I'll just do as much as I can today. Mm-hmm. And just, that's it. And hopefully it will work out like every other day.
Yeah.
Or and, most of other days.
And I find that in working with spiritual things, I've been told that in my studies that the spirit world can come down only so far towards the human. And then the human has to reach up and willingly grab hold of spirit. In other words, our free will, they will not, the angels, the archangels, the higher spiritual beings are coming down as messengers from God, will not violate our free will.
Exactly.
If we don't want to link with, then the angels, archangels draw back and they'll go to somebody who's willing to link.
Right.
So it's being, we become the cup. We become the vessel.
Exactly.
And we reach up and we allow that to come down.
Right.
I had a very strong experience about a day or two ago where I could see some of my spirit helpers were standing back. And I said, why are you standing back? I'm needing help here. If you need, what are you feeling? And then I noticed what I was feeling. I said, I think you better come in and help here. and
there was something. Yeah.
It was instantly. Something was trying, something in me was not quite
resisting.
Ready, but the rest of me is saying, I'm going to do it anyway.
That's the struggle we're in all the time,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's like the old saying that there's an angel on one shoulder and a demon on the other.
Right,
well,
right.
I want to get off.
Tug of war. Tug of war all the time. that's very, I felt that many times too.
Yeah.
That we go in so deeply. I go in deeply into something that I'm feeling, having an emotion about.
Yeah.
This in itself makes me not wanting to have any help, even if I feel like intellectually I need help, but there's something resisting within.
Yes.
And I just need to sort of take a step back too.
Yes.
Just like the angels do, and just look at it. Okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Sort of let it in.
And then tapping into what we really deeply desire to be bringing into manifestation.
Right.
We have a vision.
The intention.
Yes, an intention. And that is a vision. And some people say, yeah, but is there a guarantee? And I say, no. Because you have to learn to use the faith and let the spirit come in.
Yeah.
However the spirit knows it needs to feed in.
Yeah.
We may think we're coming up to a huge river here. And spirit knows that there are stepping stones just about 3 inches below the water.
Right.
And if we follow spirit, we know which stepping stones to go on.
Exactly, which are the good ones.
Uh-huh.
That's a very good image. I like it.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
So faith makes us reach out to spirit, really.
Yes.
Just like you said, that spirit wants to help us, but we need to also do something.
Yes.
To open the door.
Yes.
Spirit is always offering everything, and it's up to us what we would like to have. And the free will is important. We shouldn't override it.
Right. And there are some times where we have to say to spirit, I think this is enough for now.
Yeah.
Because we have to trust our own being and how much we've taken and how much,
and how much we sometimes we want to, step back and think about things that happened
and integrate our experiences.
I think things are always in a process, so it needs time. And
we're
the ones who are stuck in time, so only us know. Only I know what time I need to process a thing.
Yes.
And it's beautiful, I think, that this collaboration is so respectful between yes. spirit and us as spiritual beings.
And we have to be aware of our assimilation process, and that involves our own subconscious.
Yeah.
And that's what we're in charge of. Spirit's not in charge of our subconscious
no.
like we are.
No.
So it's a matter of going with that. So there's a lot of parameters here.
Yeah.
But I feel like faith is a form of energy that
okay.
we can use.
Yeah.
And use the faith energy and to say, I'm going to go on a whim and a prayer. And I may feel these butterflies in my stomach, but I know that butterflies could be excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be fear and trepidation.
Mm-hmm.
So am I going with the glass half full or the glass half empty?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah, right.
And sometimes it's empty and I need to stand back and
right.
up, you know?
Yeah, to fill it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, but I have never thought of faith as an energy, as an actual
yeah.
energy.
Yeah.
But actually, just a moment ago, I said that faith is like a liquid in a cup that we drink
yeah.
before we go out.
Well, liquid is a form of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So faith is something that we can actually have an intention about, that
yeah.
we want to strengthen our faith when going into whatever it is we're going
yeah.
into.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, very common. Every movie you go to has that
yes.
that element,
yes.
right? That
yes.
people do things
yeah.
even if they know it's going to be hard and tough and whatever.
Yeah.
And still they do it because the faith is so strong. And
yes.
Yeah.
It's built a lot. I can remember when I was living in South Carolina, standing in my living room and just being so frustrated. And I had just read a book on faith or something
oh,
on that order.
Right.
And I remember looking up to God and said, God, you've got to strengthen my faith. You know, I can't do it. You've got to do this, you know. And I just felt so adamant about it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody heard me talking, they were, oh, Mary Phyllis, what you're doing here. But, you know, I feel like that was my intention coming through.
Very strong.
By God, I'm going to do it, but I need the Spirit to help
yes.
me too.
Yes. So in that sense, faith is always connected in somehow to an outer force, something outside of ourselves.
Right.
Which is spirit, of course, but it's just this trust in that even if my ability is limited, mm-hmm. I have faith that it's going to work out okay.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I doubt, and sometimes just because I'm doubting, the faith gains strength because it still fills
yes.
us with this feeling that it's going to be okay.
It's trusting that is that the real stone there or is the water skewing me off to the side? That's
right.
the doubt saying trust, you know, testing the water, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah.
And that's healthy.
Yeah.
But to look at a stone and say, is that really a stone?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
something else.
Yeah. Joe, should I put my foot down? That's a little bit insane.
Yeah, I agree. Right. So
yeah.
there is a balance of
yeah.
keeping the faith sound.
Yes, and
yeah.
maybe trust is our physical part coming up to the faith. You know,
yeah.
It to
and
me.
That doubt is really important because then
yeah.
we don't do those stupid things and have faith in,
right.
you know, too much or trust in a way where we don't chip in our own ability or our own
yes.
confidence in some measure.
Yes.
Because it's still us who has to do it.
Yes.
We can't just continue standing there because we have to take the step.
Yes.
So it's that combination of our own sort of ability, however
mm-hmm.
small it is, however shivering we're standing there, we still have to take that step
mm-hmm.
and have faith that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't. I mean, we fall
yeah.
or unintentional things happen, right? But still, usually
mm-hmm.
when we look back, we can see that we still made it somehow, you know?
Yeah.
We made it through.
Yeah.
It maybe didn't go as I had thought or intended or hoped.
Yeah.
But somehow, with all the different, you know, obstacles that came up, I made it.
Yeah. And I think there are times when I would be working on the night of a concert, and a student come in from one of my beginning choirs and said, oh, I'm just so scared about this, Miss Warren. Do you think it's going to work? I said, do you know the music? Yeah, I even tear it up and throw it out because I know it by memory. Yeah. And I said, what are you feeling? What are you feeling in here, in your belly? Well, it's kind of nervous. Well, I said, that's the same thing as excitement. Are you excited about it? Yeah, I can hardly wait for people to hear us. I said, then treat it as excitement.
Right.
And that made a difference. And I think sometimes when we feel that nervousness in the pit of the stomach,
yeah,
just turn it around as excitement. And that's our own ability. Then we assess,
yes,
where we have come so far and what abilities we have to give to it.
Right.
And it's just a matter of just reaching out on the wing in a prayer. And that's where we go.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I think you were saying it one way, I'm saying it another way,
yeah,
but we're coming from the same place.
Absolutely coming from the same place.
Yeah.
I'm getting the same results.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be a very good ending to our talk,
yes,
today.
Yes, yes.
This was interesting.
Yes,
again.
I never expected this to come out this way.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for all
you.
Your insights.
Likewise.
Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Amelie.